So the question was, how did I get into medicine? Because the decision was not do those into BSc topics, it was do medicine. And the question was how to do medicine. And I chose London University because it was the only one where you didn't have to have either Latin or Greek at that time. And having started my formal education at the age of 12 and taken my school certificates, getting my baccalaureate 3.5 years later, I didn't need to be starting the classics at that time. So I said, well, where can I go that doesn't need Latin and Greek? And they said, London. And what do you need to get into London? You need maths. Fine. So I then had to find a way of getting exemption from the first MB, which nowadays you would call your A-levels, or higher school certificate as it was then, which was in these four subjects. And the answer was there were three places in Britain that did it. One of them was Queen Mary, which being multidisciplinary, was willing at that time, although it only lasted a few years, to take people to do a first MB. But it didn't run a special course for you. You had to sit in on the first year course, the inter BSc, with the students doing the other relevant topics. So in the 1 year, I did an inter BSc in physics, chemistry, botany, and zoology, which was certainly interesting. I met lots of people in other disciplines, and it's been a great amusement throughout my lifetime to actually see, after that was abolished and the links with Queen Mary were broken by the LHMC, to see us go back and join a multidisciplinary college and be part of that in my lifetime. Highly entertaining. So it was really quite a testing year. There were only two of us out of the group that actually made it through to get to medical school as we'd hoped, because it was very demanding. I can remember sitting doing physics, which I wasn't that good at, and my father shouting at me, why was I so stupid that I couldn't work out the forces on a ladder leaning on a wall? And eventually I sort of made myself learn how to do all these physics things, and I got through, and I was invited to do a physics degree by the professor. Now, why did I come to London Hospital Medical College? That might be rather more interesting. And that was because in applying to London University, there were 12 medical schools at the time, and there used only to be one that took women. But come 1948 and the National Health Service, and they made all medical schools take 12% of women. And so I applied everywhere, but I only got interviews at three. This particular school, I was given an interview. I think I was 15 at the time, and I can remember being sat down in this room of very terrifying old folk, all men, of course. And not that that worried me, and being asked, wasn't in a very patronising way, they supposed I was doing medicine because my father was medical, because he was Dr. P.L. Boucher, and I can remember looking at them, how naive I was, and saying, oh no, not at all, he's not medical, he's a proper doctor, he has a PhD. So goodness knows how I got in after doing that, and I think I'd like to think I know how, because they thought they'd get me on that, and they said, well, tell us about what his PhD was about. So I said, certainly it was about the filtrability of fluids, and which helps you design equipment for filtering drinking water. And I explained to them that filters block according to the compound interest law, and this was now known as Boucher's filtrability index. And I like to think, after whatever the rest of the interview was, that perhaps because I'd taken enough interest in clean water, which is important for public health, they decided maybe I would be all right to do medicine.